Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios in Kansas City after the 45-10 win for the Chiefs. We're going to go to London to see what happened in this game. Remember, this is a home game for the Chiefs, so you're going to see the Chiefs Kingdom flags waving. But, Danon, the Chiefs haven't opened up a game with a touchdown yet this season.
Absolutely, Pete. The recipe for all teams is to start fast and finish strong, and the Chiefs did that coming out, getting a nice play from Alex Smith to Travis Kelce to keep things going. And then it's about the speed for DeAnthony Thomas, utilizing that on the outside. Great blocks downfield by our tight ends opened up the door for the score.
So fast in 7-3 Chiefs early. Then the defense steps up. You see Ron Parker sack Matt Stafford right here. And then a beautiful play by Hussein Abdullah and a pass intended for Amir Abdullah. And then a sack for Derek Johnson. And so the Chiefs offense would have a chance to turn it on as well. And Alex Smith showing some shades of Steve Bono right here.
Absolutely. Alex Smith, one of his huge assets is his legs. He's a very smart quarterback, but underestimated in his speed in the open field. Makes the Lions pay. A big 49-yard gain. And then later in this drive, he gets a little bit antsy in the pocket, squirts out for 12 yards. A touchdown, Chiefs, second of the day.
That would make it 14-3 Chiefs. And look at what he does right here. He feels the pocket closing, able to score the touchdown 14-3. And then the Lions offense would begin to implode a little bit. Matt Stafford tries for the pass right here. Picked off by Sean Smith, cradles the ball. The Chiefs would add a field goal off of that. And then Matt Stafford later on in the game tries for another pass right here. And Justin Houston's known for sacks, but guess what? He can also catch an interception as well.
Well, we've seen this multiple times in the last couple of weeks. Right place, right time. And it's just Justin Houston's opportunity. And then Alex Smith makes them pay offensively with the quick pass to DeAnthony Thomas and gets inside the 30-yard line.
That would put the Chiefs at the 8-yard line. And Charcandrick West, off that week from last week, finishes it off. Second career touchdown, makes it 24-3 Chiefs. Headed into the second half, and in the second half, the Chiefs keep the pressure on.
Absolutely. Foot on the gas pedal. Alex Smith takes a huge hit, but delivers to Travis Kelce. Nice job with Kelce in the open field. Gets the ball inside the 2-yard line. Go back to him right away with the nice bubble screen. Unconventional to a tight end bubble screen to the short side of the field. The Chiefs made it work.
It's 31-3. You know that the Lions are going to be passing Justin Houston. They say Sac City's Kansas City, but apparently they can go to London. A sack right there, and then Tom Bahali and Justin Houston combined
back.
For, that's right, 6 sacks on the day for the Chiefs, and then they finished the job with Jeremy Maclin.
Jeremy Maclin was sorely missed last week. We were still able to escape with the win, but this is a perfect route, just a seam route, mismatch with a linebacker, and how about this throw, Pete? Perfectly placed over the head of the linebacker, into the hands of Jeremy Maclin. That's a nice job in the fourth quarter.
The Chiefs would add a touchdown with Spencer Ware and another touchdown for the Lions, but a 45-10 finish. 45 points, as Mitch said, is the most ever in an International Series game, tying the Patriots in 2012. And 45 points is awesome heading into the bye.
Absolutely. You want to have some momentum going into the bye. You want to have something to build on. And how about this? This performance, 6 touchdowns, 6 extra points, 6 sacks, a great job on special teams with Nile Davis and DeAnthony Thomas, a complete game all around. The Chiefs did an excellent job coming away with the win.